All right, Anna. You hear these stories. You hear what's going on. This guy is goofy enough that he's going to take a piece of furniture out of the haunted house and put it into his own home. How quickly does he regret that move?
Pretty quickly. So the day that he brings it into his trailer, there he is. He's relaxing in front of the TV. He's looking at what he just got. You know, he's got a treasure. He's got an antique. He's trying to figure out what to do with it. Should I just keep it? It's in mint condition. I dusted it off and cleaned it. Or should I auction it off or do something to it to get a mint? So while that's all happening, he notices all these different things that are happening in the kitchen. So he walks over to the kitchen. He discovers that his gas pilot is out, okay, on his stove. So he's attempting to light it. And eventually he ends up causing a conflagration. Meanwhile, he sees smoke. He turns around and the chair is on fire.
For those of us that don't own a thesaurus, Anna Maria Manalo, what is a conflagration?
It's a fire. He starts a fire on top of the stove.
Okay, so first of all, he notices the gas is going and there's no pilot, and he decides, I'm just going to relight this.
Yeah, poof, there it goes. He tries to snuff it out, right? But he was drinking, so he takes a bottle of all things vodka.
Sure.
And he proceeds to pour it to try to get all that fire out, and it gets even bigger. So now it singes his face. He's rushing out, and he's rolling himself into a ball. People are now coming over, and he said, don't, I think it's going to explode. And it did. So the entire trailer he lives in is now on fire, but guess what isn't?
The house that he took the chair out of. And the chair. Am I right?
The chair is sitting yards away from the trailer. We have no idea. John has no idea how it made it out there, but it was sitting on the grass intact. Meanwhile, the entire trailer is gone.
But the upside is he still has a place to sit and relax.
Yeah.
Jeez. I like to find that silver lining where I can, Anna. All right. So I've got it. All right. Listen, people are listening to the show. They are, everybody's pragmatic. They're trying to skeptically walk through this story. You know, pilot lights go out. It has nothing to do with the paranormal. Maybe a breezy day or the gas had turned off briefly and then turned back on and the pilot just never reignited.
Right. It's happened to me.
I don't want to begrudge this gentleman, but obviously his problem-solving skills are not good when he realizes, let's try to put the fire out with vodka. That, again, could just be the person involved. It doesn't explain how the chair made it from inside the house to safely outside the house after it explodes. But for the skeptic, I mean, it could be nothing to do with the paranormal, why the house exploded and what happened. It could just be a guy that was not real adept at what to do in a crisis situation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But that chair, what does he do with it? I mean, that's all that he has left. Does he keep the chair? Does he put it on eBay? Does he send it back to the house?
So he ends up in the hospital with second degree burns on his face. And no one can explain to John how he got the chair. He says, I didn't get the chair out. It was the last thing I wanted to do. I just wanted to get the hell out of there. Excuse my language, because I was on fire. So as time
always went about on, John, always about John.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about me. I was on fire. The rest of us need to know answers, John.